from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Joining us on the show right now is a very accomplished actor, musician, and dad. You may know him from the American Pie franchise, or if you're under the age of 50, you know him as the one and only Henry Rowengartner from Rookie of the Year. I also know him as my friend. Welcome to the show, Thomas Ian Nicholas. How are you today, sir?
Well, we had him.
Oh, just kidding. Well, we were going to welcome him to the show. I gave him one of the kindest and friendliest intros ever, and he was just texting me that, he just texted me that y'all hung up on him. Jeffrey hung up. On our guest. What are you going to do? Well, I will tell you this. He is playing a show tonight. At 18, do we have him now? We do have him now. Thomas, I gave you one of the kindest intros ever.
And it truly
Jeffrey
was, but I got a tear.
Immediately hung up on you. Welcome to the show now, Thomas Ian Nicholas. How are you today, sir?
I'm great. How about you guys?
We're doing fantastic. First off, do you want to tell the people the name of our group text?
No, I do not. But it's the acronym for my band, TNB, Thomas Nicholas Band.
Yes, it is.
We just have different words in there.
That's exactly right. Jeffrey, I'll tell it to you off the air, which is it's a great story of how it became that as well.
There's nothing wrong with it. I'll just tell the story.
Yeah, do it. It's a fun story.
I never could come up with like a good band name. So, you know, my band is just called Thomas Nicholas Band. But I love my logo. So I was thinking, like, a few years back, I would just put the acronym into a band name generator and see what it came up with, and see if it could come up with something cool. And it came up with Turkey Nipple Biscuit.
Love it.
Which I think, if you're like an indie rock band, that sounds is actually kind of a great...
I think I've told Justin this joke. I used to... So I would come up with band names when I was in high school. I think that if you just go through, like, a biology textbook...
Yeah.
Like, just go to, the glossary... And it, like synthesis reaction, like I always thought, like I was like, oh yeah, going to SR tonight.
I think in the textbook on page 675 it says turkey nipple biscuit.
Yes, absolutely, it does.
That's science. Yeah, that's science. That's mm-hmm. if you raise turkeys, you are very familiar with turkey nipple biscuits.
He brings up a good point though. Acronyms make bands so much better.
They do.
Like, it really
true,
does.
It's true. And if I was brave enough, I would have changed my band name to that.
There's still time.
There's still time.
We're still young.
There is still time. All right. So, I mean, I introduced you as with letting the people know with your movie roles. And you have been in some, like, very legendary movies that cross generations, as in I loved Rookie of the Year as a kid, and my son loves Rookie of the Year. And I got to revisit it all over again, which is awesome. Did you ever have a moment of? Cause I feel like you embrace the nostalgia and those awesome movies. Well, did you ever have a moment where you were like, I don't want to look at stuff or, you know, talk about stuff I did as a kid. I'm a serious actor. Did you ever have a moment where you did not embrace that whole thing? Or have you always been like, dude, I had a hit.
I'm Henry Rowengardner.
I have a freaking hit on my hands and I'm going to embrace this forever.
Well, first of all, when you talk about Rookie of the Year, you have to refer to me as Second of all, I thought for a long time that I was going to be a disgruntled, like, in and out of rehab, like child star of the past,
yeah.
And that was going to be my only feather under my cap. Thankfully, I did these four little movies, the American Pie movies,
yep.
Which is actually what brings me to Memphis tonight with Emo Kids. To bring back all of that nostalgia,
yeah, baby.
With all of everyone's favorite music, which is what we'll be. I'll be playing some acoustic, and then I'm DJing, and then Emo Kids are going to be doing a live show of all that music tonight at 1884.
It is a weird experience for me because I was, even though like I could hang out with athletes and whatnot, but I was the kid that listened to emo growing up in the South, and I don't know if you know this, that's not really a great choice. in the early 2000s. It's weird to me. It's like, this is popular now. I was like, where the hell were you guys with? I told you I was right.
That's exactly right.
Well, I think the moment that really solidified it for me about how nostalgia it is when I was grocery shopping, because I've got two kids myself, 12 and 8. And, when I grew up, we were listening to 70s rock. It was like Led Zeppelin and the Doobie Brothers, yep. As you're picking out your apples. Now it's like, you know, Nirvana and like My Chem.
Yes.
You're like, apple's great.
To your point, the day that I knew, I'm like, oh, this is weird. When I heard All the Small Things on a BMW commercial.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, they're selling luxury liners with Tom DeLonge. It's like, oh God, we are here.
When I started hearing Collective Soul and Tonic, yeah. At the grocery store, I was like, oh, okay. We've now hit that. It's now grocery store rock. I love that. I was curious. So this show, like I knew you were going out on a tour. I did not know exactly what the Emo Kids tour was. And I was looking at 1884's website and I was like, I do not see Thomas's name anywhere. And so I'm glad you already explained what this show is. Do you have a full band with you?
Well, I don't have a full band with me tonight. So I am touring all year round. I just released my 7th album 2 months ago.
Love it.
Called We're Gonna Be Okay. Features Bowling for Soup and Less Than Jake in the early November. And then I've got two other sort of tours that are happening. One of them is American Night, where, again, my full also do an emo DJ set, and we do a retro screening of American tour that I jumped onto last minute is with Emo Kids. So I basically just live on the road right now.
That's awesome.
And anything, you know, if it's got emo in the name, count me in.
You're in.
I've seen all three of those bands live.
I love it.
Shout out to Ace Enders.
Is your new record, did Taylor Carroll produce that?
He did. Carroll did produce that.
It all comes back to
a monster.
Yes. It all comes back to Memphis, and that Taylor Carroll is from Memphis and is a drummer for the band Lit. And so... So Thomas is coming to play a show in Memphis, and then a drummer from Memphis produced his record, and then we have the Turkey Nipple Biscuits are all coming out to his show tonight to go see him. It's going to be great.
I know. I'm headed to Nashville tomorrow, and of course Taylor's going to be in California with Lit.
Obviously, of course. That's how the schedule works. Have you been to Memphis before?
I have. Yeah, I played the Beale Street Festival. Here, there's like a cigar shop there.
Yep.
And I can't remember when it was. It could have been, I don't think it was earlier this year. I think it was like last year.
No kidding.
Were you on the river?
I'm not sure where we were right outside. There's like a sort of a concrete amphitheater that's across the street from the cigar shop. So we were on Beale Street.
Was he at Mud Island?
What's that?
Or like in
I don't know. It's right there, like literally on Beale Street, but there's like, a little stage.
Oh, Handy Park.
It's Handy Park.
Budweiser, whatever.
Budweiser Pavilion.
My best friend from elementary school lives here in Memphis. And if you watch the music video for Same Kids from my new record, the first sort of like cut scenes that I put in there with like all of my friends through the years is my buddy Robert, who lives here in Memphis, and he got me that gig. So that was, this is my second time playing in Memphis, and it will not be my last.
That's fantastic. Do you have any, so when did your record come out, your new record?
It came out May 17th.
May 17th. And then are you doing the rest of the year touring and or doing stuff supporting that record?
Yeah. I've been to Europe already, I think, four times. I've got a fifth time at the end of September, and I'm probably doing like 100 shows. You know, we did like Germany and Austria and the UK, and then I'm touring all around the States, and, you know, there's always more shows being added.
Nice. Do you have any acting stuff or directing or producing stuff coming up?
Well, you can see my latest TV series called Underdeveloped. You can watch the whole first season for free on Amazon or Tubi.
Nice.
And I'm shooting a new TV series right now called Aim Hotel with William Forsythe. And I'm playing a cop, which is the second time I've been a cop before now. But, you know, this time I'm like a plainclothes detective. I don't have to wear, like, you know, the
uniform
get up.
So we found out yesterday that Travis Kelce's going to have a buddy cop comedy. I would much rather watch your cop comedy. I'm glad that we're bringing back like buddy cop stuff or cop like procedurals. But God, I did not need to see Travis Kelce in like a buddy cop comedy.
I did not know he's going into acting.
Yeah, good for him, right?
How
glad
about
to see that guy get a break?
I mean, you know, wouldn't you?
I mean, yes. I mean, if, in that scenario, I would just do whatever I ever wanted to do. Of like, this is my dream thing. You might as well strike while the iron's hot.
I mean, you mean like dating the biggest pop star in the world?
I was going to say, some people have the dream of, you know, like a big career, and other people have the dream of, you know, just dating Taylor Swift, and then they can do whatever they want.
And I guess that's a good point. I don't
know.
Winning
a Super Bowl.
That seems like it'd be a handful. All right, we're going How about that?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.